Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, daf Chav Zayin, the very last daf of the Masechta. And as you probably noticed by now, it's not much of a daf, it's only about four lines. We're actually going to be starting Chav Vav Amud Beis, a little past the halfway mark at the two dots with the quote from Mishnah from Gamaliel Omer. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Oliyah. Mishnah told us from Gamaliel Omer, Shleich HaTzibur Moitzi Yisraim Dei Chavasan, from Gamaliel holds that the Shleich HaTzibur could be Moitzi everybody in their Chav of Tefillah. That's even if a person knows how to daven on their own, not a problem, they could listen to the Shleich HaTzibur and be Yotzi their Chiyov. However, according to the Tanakhama, if a person knows how to daven, they have to daven on their own, and they can't listen to the Shleich Tzibur. Now, Rav Chana Rabbi Tzibarin says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Kama Gamliel, B'ilin Tekiyasa, Halacha Kama Gamliel, when it comes to Tekiyasa, this is specifically talking about Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that's because it's very long, it's complicated, not everybody knows it, and so one could be Yotze with the Shleich Tzibur. Now, Rav Chizda, Avin Yisivin Taman B'kiyasa, Rav Chizda, they were sitting by Tekiyasa, and they were listening to Shleich Tzibur. Now, Min Tzolin asked Tzloisa, when they finished davening, meaning when the Shleich Tzibur finished, other people came in and started davening. Maybe it was a minion factory. Maybe that was Ashkama minion. So a new minion came in. And then what happened? Kamar Chizda by Mitzlaya. Chizda got up and he was about to daven Shemana Esrei. He was going to be davening Musaf. So Amar Leib Zair asked him, Loik Kvar Tzlinon, didn't we already daven? We were just listening to the Shleich Tzibur. So Amar Leib Chizda told him, you're right that Mitzlinon, we just davened. However, Vachazar Matzli, I'm going to daven again. And that's even though the Nachsun Marvaya, those who came down to Bavel from the west, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, V'Oman Taman, they said over there, B'Shem Rebechlin and Rebechlin, that Halachakram Gamaliel be on Tekiyasa, that Halachakram Gamaliel with Musaf Shemana Esrei, that we could be yetzer with the Shleich Tzibur. However, I know Dolai Kavanis, I didn't have Kavanah to be yetzer from Shleich Tzibur. Il Kavanis, nothing Gidei Chavasi. If I had Kavanah, then I would have been yetzer. But since I didn't have Kavanah to be yetzer with the Shleich Tzibur, that's why I'm getting up to daven Shemana Esrei again. Now, Rav Zairi tells us, Vyos, this is correct, meaning this is true that we paskin like Rav Gamliel, that one could be yetzer the Musaf Rosh Hashanah from the Shleich Tzibur. And how do we know that? Because Kol Tanya, Tanayi La, B'Shem Rav Gamliel, everyone says this halacha over in the name of Rav Gamliel. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that halacha is like him, because we know the Chum argue with Rav Gamliel, and the halacha is usually like the Chamim. However, Rabbi Shaya, Tani Lo B'Shem Chamim, Rabbi Shaya teaches this very same din, just in the name of the Chachamim, and therefore actually Paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, because the same halacha is said in the name of everybody, not just from Gamliel, but also the Chamim. We have one more discussion regarding this. Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on top, Rav Adi Kesaren says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, if a person wants to be Yotzei the Shemayna Esrei from the Shleich Tzibur, V'hu Shehei Shom B'Rosh HaTfilah, he has to be there from the beginning of the Tefillah, which means he can't just listen to the middle brachas of Machiyah Zecharias and Shifrais. Those are the long ones which are confusing, that people don't necessarily know. That's not sufficient. A person has to hear all of Shemayna Esrei repeated by the Shleich Tzibur, and only then he's Yotzei. And Aram Tanchum Rabbi Yirmiyah, how do we know this? Masnisa Amar Kain, the Mishnah says this. What does the Mishnah tell us? Seder Brachos. What's the order of Brachos of Shemayna Esrei? Omer, obviously Gvuras Kedushas Hashem. And the Mishnah continues with the whole order of the Brachos of exactly how Rosh Hashanah Musaf Shemayna Esrei is supposed to be, and mentions every Bracha all the way till the end to Berachos Kehanim. And so we see that the Seder, the order, exactly how it's supposed to be done is extremely important, and that's Ma'akev. So if a person wants to be Yotzei, the Musaf Rosh Hashanah Shemana Esrei from the Shleich Tzibur, they have to listen to the entire thing, and they can't just say the first and last brachas on their own and only hear the middle ones from the Shleich Tzibur. Hajjalach Parak Yom Rosh Hashanah, Vakula Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Barach Yishmael, Mazdar of finishing Mesechet Rosh Hashanah together, just like we should finish this Mesechet together, we should finish all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Mesechet, Mesechet Tainis. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.